Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet passes a resolution on behalf of the entire country congratulating Prime Minister Narendra Modi for successful organization of G20 summit. Government approves expansion of PM Ujwala Yojana. 75 lakh LPG connections to be released in the next 3 years. Also gives nod to E-Courts Project Phase 3 as a central sector scheme. India receives first C-295 MW transport aircraft for Indian Air Force. An Army Colonel, a Major and a Deputy Superintendent of J&K Police make supreme sacrifice fighting terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir's Anand Nag. In Vietnam, 56 people killed in a massive apartment fire in capital Hanoi. And in badminton, Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Crasto progress to the women's doubles pre-quarterfinals of the Hong Kong Open at Kowloon. The Union Cabinet today passed a resolution on behalf of the entire country congratulating Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the successful organization of the G20 summit and making this global event a huge success. Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said the resolution to this effect was moved by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the meeting, which was passed unanimously. Mr. Thakur said the success of G20 summit reflects the strong willpower and able leadership of Prime Minister Modi, which has been acknowledged not just in India, but also in the whole world.
G20 के सफल आयोजन PM के कुशल नेतृत्व और दृढ़ इच्छा शक्ति का एक प्रतीक भी है और इसकी चर्चा आज न केवल भारत में बल्कि पूरे विश्व में हो रही है। न्यू दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन में आम सहमति बनाना ये अपने आप में दिखाता है भारत की बढ़ती ताकत। भारत ने सदा इंक्लूसिव ग्रोथ की बात कही, G20 फोरम को और इंक्लूसिव बनाने की बात कही और अफ्रीकन यूनियन का G20 में शामिल होना ये उसको सिद्ध करता है।
The Centre has approved the scheme for the release of a grant to support LPG connections to women under Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana. Addressing media after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said in New Delhi that under it a total of 75 lakh LPG connections over 3 years from financial year 2023-24 to 2025-26 will be released. He informed that the total financial implication of the scheme will be 1,650 crore rupees.
75 लाख मुफ्त एलपीजी के कनेक्शन अब और दिए जाएंगे मांग को देखते हुए ताकि गरीब और जरूरतमंद महिलाओं को इसका लाभ मिल सके। ये डिपॉजिट फ्री जो एलपीजी कनेक्शन उज्ज्वला योजना में दिए गए थे उसी का ही एक्सटेंशन है और अगले 3 वर्षों तक इनमें 75 लाख कनेक्शन महिलाओं को मिलेंगे। पहला रिफिल और स्टोव भी इसमें निशुल्क दिया जाता है।
The government has also approved the E-Courts Mission Mode Project Phase 3 as a central sector scheme spanning 4 years with a financial outlay of 7,210 crore rupees.
इन ई कोर्ट्स का उद्देश्य ऑनलाइन और पेपरलेस कोर्ट्स की स्थापना करना है जिससे न्यायिक व्यवस्था को नागरिकों के लिए सुलभ, किफायती, विश्वसनीय और पारदर्शी बनाया जा सके। अब पेपरलेस कोर्ट्स की स्थापना के लिए ई फाइलिंग, ई पेमेंट की व्यवस्था को यूनिवर्सल किया जाएगा। जो केस रिकॉर्ड्स हैं, सॉफ्टवेयर एप्लीकेशन है, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक एविडेंस है, लाइव स्ट्रीमिंग डेटा है, इस डेटा के स्टोरेज के लिए क्लाउड स्टोरेज की व्यवस्था की जाएगी और सभी कोर्ट कॉम्प्लेक्स में 4,400 ई सेवा केंद्र की स्थापना की जाएगी।
The government today also approved the FDI proposal for foreign investment of up to 9,589 crore rupees by Baryanda Limited Cyprus in Suvan Pharmaceutical Limited. The proposal was approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. The approval is for the acquisition of up to 76.1% equity shares of Suvan Pharmaceuticals Limited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that with the Cabinet approval of E-Courts Project Phase 3, the country is ushering in a new era of justice delivery in India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, integrating advanced technology will make the judicial system more accessible and transparent. In another post on the Cabinet's decision on LPG connections, the Prime Minister said it has been the government's priority to ensure pollution-free kitchens for every family across the country. He said the government is taking strong steps in this direction so that along with the good health of the mothers and sisters, the standard of living also becomes even better. BJP Parliamentary Board has passed a resolution congratulating Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Government of India for the successful organization of the G20 summit in New Delhi. In the resolution, the party parliamentary board said the members noted with great pride the impeccable leadership and unwavering commitment showcased by Mr. Modi at the summit. It said the G20 Delhi summit stands as a monumental chapter in India's diplomatic annals, making a transformative moment in how India is perceived and engaged with on the global stage. President Draupadi Murmu today launched the Ayushman Bhava campaign aimed at achieving universal health coverage and ensuring health care for all. The campaign of the Union Health and Family Welfare Ministry was launched through video conferencing from the Raj Bhavan in Gandhinagar. The President said the campaign is a comprehensive nationwide healthcare initiative that aims to provide saturation coverage of healthcare services reaching every village and town in the country.
आयुष्मान भारत प्रधानमंत्री जन आरोग्य योजना विश्व की सबसे बड़ी स्वास्थ्य बीमा योजना है बड़ी सोच और बड़े काम आज के भारत के पहचान है अनेक क्षेत्रों में नई टेक्नोलॉजी और कार्य पद्धति को अपनाने में भारत बहुत उत्साह के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है
The campaign will be implemented during the Seva Pakhwara service fortnight from the 17th of September to 2nd of October. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh tomorrow to launch development projects worth over 57,000 crore rupees. In Madhya Pradesh, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of projects worth more than 50,700 crore rupees. In Chhattisgarh, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate important rail sector projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees to the nation. He will also lay the foundation stone of 50-bedded critical care blocks in 9 districts of Chhattisgarh. India today received the first C-295 MW transport aircraft. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, attended the formal handing over ceremony of the first C-295 MW transport aircraft at Seville in Spain. According to the Indian Air Force, the aircraft was formally handed over by Airbus to the IAF. Chief of Air Staff V.C. Chaudhary said it is a momentous day for India as well as for the Indian Air Force.
A momentous day for us, for the Indian Air Force in particular, and for the nation as a whole, to be receiving the first aircraft, which marks the beginning of a new era, wherein we will contract has ensured that we will be manufacturing 40 of these aircraft in India. So this starts a new, era where we will be manufacturing a military aircraft completely in India.
We have more in this desk report.
India has formalized the acquisition of 56 Airbus C-295 aircraft to replace the Indian Air Force AVRO fleet. As per the agreement, Airbus will deliver first 16 aircraft in flyaway condition from its final assembly line at Seville. 40 aircraft will be manufactured and assembled by Tata Advanced Systems in India. All the C-295 aircraft will be handed over in transport configuration and equipped with an indigenous electronic warfare suite. The acquisition of 56 C-295 aircraft will boost the Make in India initiatives. The partnership between Airbus and Tata Advanced Systems will pave the way for the development of the industrial ecosystem in the aviation sector.
In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 security force officers, an army colonel, a major and deputy SP of J&K police gave the ultimate sacrifice in a gunfight with terrorists in Kokarnag area in the Anantnag district today. The banned resistance front, believed to be a shadow group of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has claimed responsibility according to a news agency. Officials said Colonel Manpreet Singh, Major Ashish and Deputy Superintendent of Jammu and Kashmir Police, Humayun Bhatt, were critically injured in the gunfight and airlifted to Srinagar. However, they died while receiving the treatment. The operation against the terrorists began yesterday evening but was called off during the night. This morning, the hunt for the terrorists resumed after information started trickling that they were spotted at a hideout, said the officials. The BJP Central Election Committee meeting is underway at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, along with members of the committee, are present at the meeting. The party is expected to discuss the names of the candidates for the upcoming Madhya Pradesh Assembly polls. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that the size of the automobile industry has increased from 4.5 lakh crore rupees to 12.5 lakh crore rupees in the last 9 years. Addressing the 63rd Automotive Component Manufacturers Association of India, ACMA, annual session in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari said the automobile industry has played a significant role in propelling India into one of the world's fastest growing economies. He said the government is committed to the growth of the automobile industry. Expressing concern of the increased import of fossil fuel, Mr. Gadkari emphasized finding out solution for clean energy. The fourth G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group meeting began in Varanasi today to finalize the G20 Sustainable Finance Report. The two-day meeting under India's G20 presidency brings together over 80 delegates from G20 member countries, special invitee countries and international organizations. More from a correspondent.
Selected G20 members and international organizations presented progress on focus areas on market development and approaches to align investments to sustainability goals. After hectic schedule of the day, the delegates went to see the famous Ganga Aarti on river cruise in the evening. Tomorrow, selected discussion will happen on the progress in focus areas, on the role of international financial institutions, public finance and incentives, adoption of 2023 G20 Sustainable Finance Report and discussion on the implementation of the 2023 deliverables will take place in the afternoon. Tomorrow evening, the delegates will visit Sarnath. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
In Vietnam, at least 56 people were killed and 37 others injured in a huge fire in an apartment block in the capital city of Hanoi. State media reported that some 70 people were rescued from the 9-story building. The fire, which broke out during the night, has been extinguished, but rescue operations are continuing. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal today met Russian Federation Minister for the Development of the Far East and the Arctic, A.O. Chekunkov, in Vladivostok. During the meeting, both leaders discussed a wide range of items, of maritime communication to widen maritime cooperation. They discussed the possibility of usage of new transport corridors like the Northern Sea Route and the Eastern Maritime Corridor between Vladivostok and Chennai. In badminton, Indian women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Krasto progressed to the pre-quarterfinals of the Hong Kong Open at Kowloon today. Tanisha and Ashwini defeated Chinese Taipei's Li Xiaxin and Tang Chun-sun to set up a clash with top-seeded Japanese duo of Mayu Matsumoto and Wakana Nagahara. The key domestic share indices today ended with a gain. The BSE Sensex finished above 67,400 mark, while the NSE Nifty stayed above 20,000 level. A report from the business desk.
The Sensex finished 245 points up at 67,466, while the Nifty appreciated 76 points and reached 20,070. In the forex market, the rupee today closed at 82.98 rupees against the US dollar. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $92.50 per barrel. This is Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet passes a resolution on behalf of the entire country congratulating Prime Minister Narendra Modi for successful organization of the G20 summit. Government approves the expansion of PM Ujwala Yojana, 75 lakh LPG connections to be released in the next 3 years, also gives nod to E-Courts Project Phase 3 as a central sector scheme. India receives first C-295 MW transport aircraft for Indian Air Force. An Army Colonel, a Major and Deputy Superintendent of J&K Police make supreme sacrifice fighting terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir's Anandnag. In Vietnam, 56 people killed in a massive apartment fire in capital Hanoi. And in badminton, Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Krasto progress to the women's doubles pre-quarterfinals of Hong Kong Open at Kowloon. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.